talking about stress. I've just been trying to find Dr. James. I have found Dr. James. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I am so relieved. I have got you on the phone. So we were talking about relationships are hard work. In fact, about 50% of all marriages end in divorce. And ending a relationship is no walk in the park. The emotional pain, the time, the money, the energy spent can be devastating. But damage doesn't have to mean ruined. Many relationships can be repaired and even made stronger. And Dr. James, you are a motivational speaker, everyday peacemaker, which I love that. Talk me through it. So is stress something you should try and avoid?
Absolutely not.
Ah.
You can try to minimize it. But let me tell you this, it shows up anyway. We could spend the rest of our life trying to avoid stress and we'd be wasting some very productive years. We have to learn, and I believe this, I teach this, I live this. We have to learn how to use what shows up in our life every day as stepping stones to build and create the life of our dreams. And stress shows up. Now, of course, we're not going to go out of our way to develop any new stresses, but stress shows up. In the well-planned day, stress shows up. Because there's always some kind of curveball, isn't there?
Well, 100%. I think everything, you know, you could be in traffic, you could be on the motorway, you get, you know, that you're late for work or anything like that. Stress comes up at the weirdest time. And all the time. For me, I'm stressed a lot. I'm quite a stressy person.
Right. And I'm a very methodical person. 30 years practicing in healthcare, I'm very methodical. I like to plan things out. But this is the thing about life, right? We have to be flexible and we have to know that rain falls in everyone's life. These inconveniences happen. So what do we do? We look at the things that are stressing us out and we become aware of them and we learn how to use that. We learn how to use it for the betterment of ourselves and for our environment, the people who we happen to interact with.
I mean,
that's what I honestly believe.
So how does the act of resisting stress create more? Because I mean, when I'm trying to resist it, where I'm not trying to think, oh, I'm not stressed, maybe count to 10 slowly or back to front. How does it create, you're saying, more tension in our lives?
Oh, I love that question. How does resistance create more of the thing that we're trying to resist? We all know, intuitively we know this, wherever we put our energy, our focus is what we bring into our space. So if I spend most of my time trying to resist something, it means that most of my attention is on the thing that I want to resist. Now, the universe is so loving. It says, hey, Drayvon, this is what you're focusing on. This is what I'm going to bring you more of. So the best way to deal with things is to say, let me focus on what I do want to create. I want to create a loving, productive environment. I want to be productive. And that's usually that's part of my meditation, my mantra every day is I want to be productive. Now, here's what I know, that I can be productive if there's stress, and I can be productive if there's peace and calm. My preference is peace and calm. But if stress shows up, I've already declared that I will be productive.
Well, I mean, you know, sometimes when I'm feeling a little bit anxious about things, I'm not very productive because I'm worrying about that issue that's caused me stress. So how do you become productive if something is causing you stress? It's a kind of contradiction, no?
It is a contradiction if you live in that space. And I want to give you something and give your listeners something. If you use this as the way you approach everything in life, and I do, and this is what I teach, is that everything that shows up in my life, and let's just make it more simple and more pertinent to this moment, everything that shows up in my life today has shown up for one reason, and that is to bow down and serve me as I produce what it is that I came to produce and create in this moment. So if stress shows up, and it showed up for us, we were trying to get connected, and it showed up. And in this moment, I said, okay, this is here. How can I use this energy? Because stress is all just energy. Mm. I have to harness it and say, stress energy, it appears to be chaotic because stress, we're trying to exist in more than one place at one time. I'm in this space waiting for the frequencies and everything to happen so we can have this wonderful energy, this wonderful interview. Mm-hmm. That's energy that's present. That energy is present. I can let it be haywire or I can choose to harness it and tame it and say, thank you, I needed energy, and so it's here.
Now, what are the three steps? So if we had to look at three things, very easy ways. So you're sitting in the car, you're very stressed out, you're late for work. What three steps can you turn that stress into a peaceful moment? How can you calm yourself down?
Wonderful question. The first thing is to become aware. No more putting our head in the sand like an ostrich or beating ourselves up for something that we wish we didn't feel. We become completely aware of where we are in this moment emotionally. Where is our emotional energy in this moment? And it's completely the same. I'm angry. I'm anxious. And most of the time, we're anxious and we're sad because we believe that someone's going to judge us to be less than. It's got to go to the core, right? We wouldn't mind being late if nothing was going to happen as a result of us being late. Everyone was still going to say, oh my gosh, we're so glad you showed up. The party doesn't start till you get here. We wouldn't mind that, right? These great instances. But we believe that, you know, if I don't show up perfect, I'll be judged as less than. And here's the kicker. And I'll believe them. I'll believe that I'm less than. So the first thing is to become aware of what we're feeling. Become aware of what we're feeling. The second thing is to give ourselves true permission to feel it. No shame, no blame, no condemnation. I am human, having a human experience. And the third thing is to make the decision to love yourself anyway. So I'm sitting in traffic. Yes, I'm very aggravated about the traffic. I give myself permission to feel that. And I love myself. It sounds like it's an oxymoron, like, oh my gosh, that would just make you more angry. Right then and there, you'll start to feel yourself starting to calm down because your ego is waiting for you to say, I love me anyway.
Well, I'll tell you, there's one thing.
It's okay, you can calm down.
When you work in radio and you work on a time clock, my biggest stress is timing. I hate being late and actually get really worked up because when we work in radio, when we work in voice, we do everything by the clock. So for me to be late, I think it's rude. So I wish that I could think like you and sort of go, okay, it's okay. You know, it's fine. But I do work myself up. If I'm 1 minute late, I'm very punctual.
And, you know, and I work in live radio, too. I have a program that broadcasts every Monday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And when my guests are late, when, you know, things happen. And I would find in the beginning of my career, I'd get so anxious. And so now I'm just ready to go on and I'll just talk.
Yeah, you've got a very calming. I can feel it. I can feel it through the airwaves. You're so calm.
Oh, you're so kind, but you're so wonderful. And you're so magnetic. And everything that you do in this moment, if your guest doesn't show up, if your frequency doesn't work, whatever, it's okay, because you're there. You are there. And everything that needs to be there in that moment, you already possess.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I get it. And I get the nervousness because I'm that way. I just did a show yesterday and I couldn't find my notes. And they were right there on the computer, then they weren't there. And I said to myself, Drayvon, you know what you know.
Yeah.
I couldn't find my notes to interview the guests. Could you believe that?
Yeah.
And the theme music is going and I settled myself down. I said, okay. I'm stressed and I'm anxious that I'm going to blow this guy's time. It's going to be horrible. And just then hit my computer and his bio, all my notes came up and I was fine. But if they hadn't, I would have just gone with that with the universe. I would have said, hey, guess what happened?
Yeah. No, absolutely.
My computer, right?
So how do you identify? Because I know my stress triggers is the clock, is timing. That's been through my life. I think stress for me, I'm going to think about my two. It's going to be kids and being on time. Those two things. So let's just say you're sitting at home, you're thinking, well, what really stresses me out? You're saying, how do you identify your stress triggers? When you say triggers, are you talking about, well, I hate being late. My children drive me nuts. Is that what you mean by triggers?
What I mean by this, and when you just hit something on the head, you're so far ahead of the game. You know what puts you into the stress energy. Most people don't know themselves that well. They just walk and they find themselves, oh my gosh, I'm tense. Now what happened? How did I get here? They really can't trace back to the source. So the first thing we have to do is to spend time with ourselves and just start becoming the observer of ourselves. Again, with no guilt, no shame, and no condemnation. Just start watching the shifts in your emotion. For me, is when people start asking me to do a lot of things and I start to feel overwhelmed. I can feel my temperature starting to warm up. Right? I'm like, ooh, I'm, I'm a yes person, so I'm saying yes, and I say to myself, okay, your next word needs to be no, you know, to bring it down just a little bit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, but you gotta get to know yourself. And guess what? That is fun work. People say do the work. That is fun work, because who better to be best friends with than yourself? Actually know that. Would I allow myself to get into this space? I'm going to get stressed out. And so you treat yourself like a best friend and say, I would not come to my best friend's house and behave this way, because this is going to set him or her crazy.
That's right.
So you say to yourself, I'm not going to commit to it. This is me talking to Draymond. Mm. I'm not going to say yes to the next thing, because I'm already starting to heat up.
Well,
I'm already starting to get too frenzied.
You've calmed me down. You've only been on the radio for about 8 minutes with me, and I feel much calmer. But Dr. James, you also have this book out. It's Everyday Peacemaker. Is that right? Everyday Peacemaker? No, sorry. Freedom is your birthright.
Is your birthright. Everyday Peace is the name of my organization, but Freedom is Your Birthright is my first book, yes.
And we can buy that on Amazon. Is that correct?
Yeah, Amazon.com. You can get it right there. You can also visit my website, which is www.drdrayvonjames.com, and it'll give you all the details about the book then, too. And it's a lovely little book. It's less than 100 pages. It's a quick read, a great tool to use to advance your life along the lines of having peace.
Brilliant, brilliant. And also, check us out on the website as well, Talk Radio Europe Official on Facebook, or on TRE.radio, where you can find links to buy this incredible book. Thank you so much, Dr. James. I'm so glad I got in touch.